again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 26th of August, 2007. It's the birthday of the inventor Joseph Montgolfier, born in Annonay, France in 1740, who, with his brother Etienne, made a bag out of silk, lit a fire under the opening, and watched it rise in the air. They thought it was smoke that caused this bag to rise, and they made a big balloon, 110 feet high, held its opening over a very smoky fire, and up it went, carrying a sheep, a duck, and a rooster, observed by the King and Queen of France along with the French Academy of Sciences, the first creatures, other than birds, to go up into the air. And then, on November 21st, 1783, the Montgolfier brothers sent up two volunteers. They decided not to go themselves. Two volunteers in a great blue balloon rising over Paris in a cloud of smoke, floating over the city for half an hour, observed by 500,000 people, including Benjamin Franklin, who, when he was asked what practical purpose this might have, Franklin said, "What use is a newborn baby?" It's the birthday of Christopher Isherwood, born in Cheshire, England, 1904, best known for the novels he wrote about life in Berlin just before the rise of the Nazi Party, Mr. Norris Changes Trains, Sally Bowles, Goodbye to Berlin. Isherwood, who said, "Life is not so bad if you have plenty of luck, a good physique, and not too much imagination." It's the birthday of the novelist Julio Cortazar, born in Brussels, Belgium, to Argentine parents in 1914, the author of dreamlike, fantastic stories. A man reading a mystery novel becomes the murder victim in the novel he's reading. A man staring at an animal in a zoo suddenly realizes he's become that zoo animal. A man in a hospital dreams that he's about to be sacrificed by Aztecs, only to realize that he actually is about to be sacrificed by Aztecs, and he was only dreaming that he was in a hospital. It was on this day, 1920, the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guaranteeing American women the right to vote was declared in effect. Congress had passed it, but it had to be ratified by a majority of state legislatures, and the state that tipped the balance was Tennessee. The man who cast the deciding vote was a young representative named Harry Byrne. He was 24 years old. He was reading his mail before the vote, and one of the letters was from his mother. It said, "I've been watching to see how you stood, but have noticed nothing yet. Don't forget to be a good boy and vote for suffrage." So that's what he did, and the amendment was ratified, 49-47. And women up in the balcony who were wearing yellow roses flung them over, and yellow roses rained down. Women voted in their first national election in November of 1920. Here's a poem for today by Ruel Denny, "Fixer of Midnight." He went to fix the awning, fix the roping in the middle of the night on the porch. He went to fix the awning in pajamas, went to fix it, fix the awning in the middle of the moonlight on the porch. He went to fix it, yawning. The yawing of his awning in the moonlight was his problem of the night. It was knocking, and he went to fix its flight. He went to meet the moonlight in the porch night, where the awning was up, dreaming dark and light. It was shadowy and seeming. In the night, the unfixed awning in his nightmare had been knocking dark and bright. It seemed late to stop it in its dark careening. The yawner went to meet the awning by the moon of middle night on his porch, and he went to fix it right. Fixer of Midnight, Ruel Denny, from his collection In Praise of Adam, published by the University of Chicago Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeInPoetry.org. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.